There are reports of firefighters injured and properties destroyed in New South Wales as we go to air as bushfires flare in hot, windy conditions. The Rural Fire Service says there are reports of property losses at Borley Point near Ulladulla, as well as Braidwood and the Hunter Valley. The University of Sydney has evacuated its Camden and Molonglo campuses, warning staff and students not to return tomorrow, and thick clouds of smoke are choking Sydney. ABC reporter Liv Casbin is at the RFS headquarters and she joins us this evening. Liv, thank you so much for your time. Give us a snapshot of the conditions across the state right now.
Hi Patricia, it's really been very hot and windy today on the fire grounds. It's been absolutely horrendous according to the Deputy Commissioner Rob Rogers, and that's been pretty evident by some of the vision that's been captured by, not least by our cameraman down at the Borley Point fire this afternoon, Billy Cooper. Extraordinary scenes there that he's filmed, huge flames leaping into the air, three firefighters holding a hose trying to just defend as best they can the properties that they're defending, and hot and windy, gusts of up to 80 kilometres an hour, and most of these New South Wales fire grounds, in fact I was told by the RFS earlier, all fire grounds are experiencing or have experienced westerly winds this afternoon, so those winds obviously pushing the fire eastward to some of those remote communities like around that Batemans Bay area at Borley Point. And obviously it's not just that area that's been affected, it's right across the state of New South Wales. So these fires are stretching right from the north in Tenterfield right down to that Batemans Bay area and to the west around the Queanbeyan Braidwood area, which as you said is one of the areas that there have been reports of property loss. Now the RFS doesn't know just how, what the extent of that property loss is at this stage. They're yet to go in and inspect at the moment. They're concentrating of course on defending the other properties that they're protecting across these fire grounds. So six fires in total, Patricia, are burning at emergency level. And that's been downgraded from seven during the course of the afternoon. And some have obviously come down to watch an act and then they've gone back up again. We've just heard that fire that you talked about with Sydney University, with the campus there around the Camden area. For those people that don't know that, it's sort of to the southwest of Sydney and it had crossed a large lake there and crossed into that Natai area. People were being told there to seek shelter as the fire approached, and that was a theme, unfortunately, that we're hearing across the afternoon in many of these fire grounds, seek shelter as the fire approaches.
We're also hearing reports of three firefighters injured. What more can you tell us?
That was that same fire, Patricia. So that was the fire at Greenwattle Creek, near the village of Natai. Now, I've been told that those three firefighters did only suffer from minor injuries. They are being treated in a nearby hospital and that they're doing okay. But I guess it just shows just the dangers that these volunteers, and some of whom are not just volunteers but paid firefighters as well, but the dangers that they're being exposed to. And it's hardly surprising when you do see some of the vision from these fire fronts.
And is this the worst day so far of the bushfires?
Well, we've had this season in New South Wales several weeks ago. Well, it was a couple of weeks ago. There were catastrophic conditions and there were many more fires at emergency level. But this is one of the worst days that they've had in the last few days at least, where we've had those seven fires burning at emergency level across the afternoon. And those conditions aren't unfortunately expected to improve until Saturday. So we're likely to get hot and windy conditions again tomorrow. It may ease off on Saturday, but speaking to Deputy Commissioner for the New South Wales Rural Fire Service, Rob Rogers, just a short time ago, he did say come Monday we're likely to see a return to those conditions again. So it doesn't look like there's much of a reprieve in sight. And when you talk to some of these incredible volunteers who are working so hard and so bravely to protect property, many of them are just exhausted. And as the Deputy Commissioner said, these resources here are absolutely stretched to the limit. They are relying on interstate volunteers. There's several hundred people from other states coming into New South Wales, some of whom are facing their own bushfire risks. And we've also got Canadian bushfire fighters that have just arrived here in Sydney to help with these fires over the next few weeks, so it looks like they'll be spending their Christmas here.
Thank you so much for joining us, Liv.
Thank you, Patricia.
That's ABC reporter Liv Casbin at RFS headquarters, and this is RN Drive.